If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
When we say feel good,
we mean you listen to the show
to uplift your life
and feel good. So
good. You are living Andy Makondwana.
Hallelujah.
The champion of feel good
is on Kaya 959.
Right now.
What are some real life everyday phobias that you live with? What do I mean by that? These are the fears that you have of something happening. And mind you, these are things that aren't harmful in any kind of way. It's not even bad at all. But it just makes you feel uneasy. It makes you feel awkward. And every time you think of it, you have no plan in your mind as to how you're going to deal with that situation if it were to happen. I know one life phobia. I spoke about it with Uncle T. I know that this was installed within you. This is software. Software, courtesy of your mother and your father. Okay? They installed it in you when you were younger, and they said to you, you must always have decent underwear on. Because why? Your mom painted the scenario so clearly. You have been in panic mode ever since. What if you have then a medical emergency, and then they have to cut open your clothes? And there lies what? Your dilapidated underwear. Now you wake up from hospital. Now you must apologize. Sorry, see the thing is. Oh, okay. Oh, I just want to know. Okay, but there's some that you've developed along the way. It might not be software, but you've developed these particular everyday life phobias just as you go. Hey, maybe you have a real life fear of talking to good-looking people. I say this because my cousin, you know who you are, has this particular fear. This girl, I've seen her too many times speak gibberish when she's speaking to a good-looking person. Don't pass on. You need to represent me. Please, man. Please. Maybe that's your everyday life phobia. Maybe you've got that phobia where, you know, when you are taking the trolley to the car, and you offload the things. You've got that fear that if you don't make sure you check that trolley's clocked into that to the other trolleys that are in that particular trolley lane. You have that fear that, hey, if this trolley now starts going via its own things and doing its own things, now it crashes into somebody's car. And then when they ask, whose trolley is this? It's you. That's a real life fear for me. I always make sure when I'm done with the trolley, I put it in a place and it's secure. I even check if there's wind, you're not moving, right? Okay. Everyday life phobias. The worries that live rent-free in your head. Nothing harmful, nothing bad. Just you being your anxious and awkward self. Because what will you do in that situation? Uzothini bantwini?
Send your voice note to 063-688. 0959.
What are your everyday life phobias? These are things that aren't harmful, but you fear them happening to you. And also, the thing is, you also don't have a plan for when these things happen. Like when you accidentally make eye contact with somebody. Now we're locked in. Now we must get married, because now what must happen? Sitting again, or what must happen? Or sitting in the wrong Uber. This has happened to me. This has happened to me. This has 100% happened to me. Listen, to my defense, the car looked the same, and there was quite literally one letter distinguishing my Uber and this one. So, okay, do you blame me? What's your everyday life phobia?
Andy, the one thing I'm feeling, that is software, I always make sure, I must finish the food. None of my intang I enjoy, I must finish the food, because when abantwana balamba Africa, or kuphi-kuphi-le emazwe, abanye abantwana bananto yokudla manje, wena ushiya ukudla, baze bangenza, umkhaba manje wenza, hlala abantwana.
Ay, maqo. I don't wear that when I go out to town, to the mall, because my mom installed this hard drive, yokuthi engqondweni yami uma ungawa nje lapho mntanami uwenje ukuleke edlobheni but bayakusiza underwear nembobo okuphephuke nje umoya ufaka ingubo ufaka ayibo so nje I do not go to town or to the mall with a underwear engacacile fanele mekuphephuka vele izinto eright. Enjoying your show.
That is indeed right. I love it. Cousin Rodaport, what's your everyday life phobia and life fear? Not harmful, but it still plays your mind.
Andy, so I have very long dreadlocks.
Yes.
And I always have the fear of somebody who's walking behind me. They can cut a piece of my hair.
Hey.
And they can door me. Because it's my DNA, you know? So, like, instinctively, when one goes to abantu abaningi or I'm in a queue, I'll tie it up. I'll put
really?
It in a
life.
You know what?
I don't actually blame you because I remember there was that, I wouldn't say a syndicate, but it was a big story, I think it was a couple of years ago, of people who quite literally, one, they yank the wig off your head, and also people cut dreadlocks from your head live. I get that fear. It's never happened to you at all.
Yes, no. And, you know, people always like, so long. Are they yours? They're so beautiful. And now it makes me, like, I freak out. Which is, why is it in my head? You know, and they also say, like, if you go to Joburg downtown,
girl,
they hold you at knife point and they chop off your hair. You know, at my salon, they say to me, if I cut my hair, I can sell it for 10 grand.
Hi.
So all of those things, they just make me very uncomfortable. So I leave my hair loose when I'm around the house or in public.
Well, people aren't.
And because it's long, I never need anything like scrunchy or anything.
Mm.
If I feel uncomfortable, I just tie it up.
You know what? That's a valid fear. It's a valid fear. I'm here to validate your fear because the streets unsafe. What's your everyday life phobia? Are you also all afraid of telling the hairdresser, hair dry is too much? No? Okay.
Make a feel good call to Andy Makondwana. 086-000-959.
Your everyday life phobias. That's a feeling. It's a fear. It's a fear. What is an everyday life fear that you have? These are worries that you have that live rent-free in your head. Not of things that are harmful, but just of everyday things that could happen. Like you fearing getting a call from Kaya 959 and you say hello, Ganti, there's 10,000 rand on the line. You didn't say the phrase at pace. Real fear, no?
I have two. And the other one is limiting me so much that I can't do a lot of things. Breaking my foot. I've done it a couple of times and trust me, that's something that I don't ever want to go through again. And hence, I don't do some of the exercises anymore. Number two, being a grandmother. Guys, you know how many chats I've had with my son. Jorge, look at me. Look at me and picture me as a grandmother. Do you see that happening? It's like, no. So I think we have an understanding, Muti. He's not going to do that to me until I turn at least 65 or something and I'm stable. And you understand? Those two things. Sleepless nights.
Hi, Andy. I mean, my life phobia is to eat from other people's cafeteria. You know, I can't. I don't care how good it is what you have cooked. Hey, you know, let's eat. I've cooked this. I've cooked lasagna. I don't know if it's coming from the scuff tin and it's coming from home. I don't know. I just have the thing. I can't even swallow. So they even know me. They know me at work. That one, she doesn't eat anything. She won't taste it. She won't eat it. It's just who I am. I don't know why.
Oh, she's Andy. I want a mina. Nami le ngiyazi everyday yeza. Yabona ukuthi ukhuluma nomuntu wakho emini nixoxe kamnandi. Before the conversation ends, bakubuza ukuthi manje bibi namhlanje sidlani. Hey, hayi yabona leyo. Ekhathaza yazi. Uyayazi ukuthi yeza, but awukho prepared for yona. Ngoba sometimes awazi nawe ukuthi uphendule uthini.
Baby manje sidlani, which means what? It means what? You must go by. Very good. I love your work, girl. I love your work. Everyday life phobias. You live with them every day. What's yours?
Send a feel-good voice note.
063-6880.
Feel good. 959.
It's Kyle 959. We're on the streets. We're on the air. We're talking about the pretty much the fears, the everyday life fears and phobias that you live with. These are the thoughts and the fears that run through your mind rent-free. And these are not fears based on any sort of bad thing happening. It's just a particular thing happening. And the thing is, you actually don't have a plan as to when it does happen. What do you do? You've tried to figure it out. No. Agna plan. Miss Kunen on X. Uti. My. Real life and everyday phobia is being caught drumming on my steering wheel, singing the wrong lyrics, out loud. And then clacks on my right. Nazi Metropus, flow people looking and staring at me. Because now what happens? How do you explain, Chang? Here's the thing.
What if we are wala paya estrateni abantu sebayakuthatha bathi bakubuyisa endlini mabathi bangena endlini umbhede awulungiswanga hayi andizi noma ngaze ngibe late kanjani umbhede ngiyawulungisa
hayi ma Andy for me when I live in the house I must make sure ngicokile. You know, as ugcoke igowni, night dress, uthi ngiyalala, or uthi athi ngithathe le tight yami le ibhobokile neskipa sami, ulengise ungagcokanga ibra, uthi ngiyala. Yo, I won't do it anymore. Iyenzeke today. I stuck ngemoto, ngigcoke amagowni, lalela, faneke kuthathwe imoto kutho yona, mina vele fanele ngibuyele emuva ngegowni. So never ever ever. When I leave the gate, faneke ngazi ukuthi ngigcokile, noma asiyinto efaneke Sabu ayoba thing, but just wear. Ask again.
Okay, Mina, my everyday phobia is that one of getting into a new relationship and then having to go for a sleepover, and then you get there, you get bloated, and then because usaba no kusuza, you can't really breathe, and then you end up upetwe isisu. Yeah, that's my everyday phobia. Like, I think that's why I'm singing. Because what happens is if my tummy decides uta,
yo, when I see. Andy, my fear is Vogas Kulum. You and then Lungish and Kosh, Saws and Bees.
Mana, what if we need to talk? I'm just. But I just woke up. I just arrived, Chief. Come on.
Send a feel good voice note.
063-6880.
Let's feel good. 959.
What are the everyday life phobias and fears that you live with every single day?
Well, for me, on a lighter note, since I have a challenge with eyesight currently, the most thing engisaba more than anything, ukugcoka ibanana. Like ukunxiba ibanana sana. I just imagine. Ngihamba estrateni ngebanana, but nokunxiba into inside out, which I once did that one in the beginning of this journey. But yeah, those are the two things.
I think the worst for me and he will be wrong pictures to unintended eyes, uncles, and the person responds to say, were you sending them to me? Or did you see what you sent? Icon.
What are you sending, Gwen? What's the waffle?
I have an irrational fear of having my car windows open and I imagine a bird flying through and flapping its fingers while I'm trying to shoo it out of the window and me screaming and oh my gosh, I can't stand birds. So whenever I see a bird, I close my windows and I open them again because I just have this weird, irrational fear that one day it's going to fly through my window.
I hear you saying bird, but all I'm translating to is a pigeon. A pigeon? Yo-ho-ho! Keep the car, babes. It's yours.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.